She's in her sexual prime. I got a fistful of time and she's sipping on his time. I got people know that she's fine. She got them hangs out, hang out. Up at the bar, she's in a tank top. Man's gun looking like flaws. And some say that she's too old. But I like the way that she takes control. And some say she can't be tamed.
Isn't always a non-nudity sport. So hang tight. Let's have some fun tonight.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Cougar Chat. We're so glad you're here. I got a great show for you tonight. We are talking with our entertainment correspondent, Randy Slovacek, to get the latest and greatest in celebrity news and gossip. And then later in the show, we have Kelly Finter is joining us, and she's going to teach us how to enhance our orgasms. So I'm excited, guys.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
Should and be interesting.
Yeah. And this is our first show on Blog Talk. We thank Blog Talk for having us. And if there are any glitches, we apologize. This is our first 3 minutes on Blog Talk ever. So.
I don't think it's even 3 minutes yet.
So
30 seconds.
Yeah, so how was everyone's weekend?
Nice. It's going fast now that the summer is almost coming to a close.
Yeah, I am ready for this heat to be done. I get the weather reports every 3 days or so, and I woke up to, hey, it's going to be 97 today. Like, ever going to end? God.
Well, at least Texas. I mean, they've had over, 3 digits for, I don't know, almost 2 months now.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. I think we're about to hit our last 90-degree day for like a week. They said by Friday it's going to be 83 here. I'm like, finally.
That's nice.
Well, it's like 85 out here in PA right now. This late at night, 85.
It's the humidity that kills me.
Canada's been crazy hot. We've got like 130 wildfires burning up here. If you were to stretch out the perimeters, they would go from, like, freaking San Francisco almost to, like, New York. It is ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh. I've been expecting Texas to, like, go up in flames, you know?
Yeah, like, really, what's the deal?
I know, we really need a couple good hurricanes.
Yeah, unfortunately. I was, like, doing a rain dance. Looking for tornadoes the other day.
I don't think you want a tornado.
Actually, I would so love to go chase one, you know.
You can. You can go, actually, you know how you go ghost hunting with groups? You can go storm chasing with Reed Timmer from Storm Chasers. It's about $5,000 or three grand, I think, but that would
good
be fun.
Good Lord.
Well, let me
ghosts are much cheaper.
Just go write a check, Michelle.
Yeah, not a problem. I could change.
That would be cool. If you were taking a vacation and you and your spouse were both into it, though, that'd be a really cool vacation to take. Most people spend about that much. Well, I don't, but I've heard people do.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And my mother-in-law's actually done it, and she loved it, except that, you know, she's holed up in a car for 9 hours, and I think you get one tea break because you're just in the car all day chasing.
Yeah, I won't be going then. I'm too old to hold my bladder that long.
I could handle that. I just need a smoke break. That's all.
And just take a little kid potty. keep it in the back.
I could do a catheter.
Oh. Just say, hey, Reed, I'm sorry. You know, I got to bring this little mini kids potty in the Intimidator. Sorry.
Which totally brings up a fascinating story I heard last night. And I had to, it's kind of on the subject of what we're talking about, but they were talking about this condition that some people have where too much blood flow goes to their genital area. I'm assuming they meant women, but they didn't specifically say. But anyway, these poor people were having up to 30 to 50 orgasms a day.
Uh-uh.
A day. And they had to masturbate a lot because the only relief they would have from being, like, sexually aroused because of all the blood flow was to, they would get, after they came, they would get 20 minutes of relief and they'd be turned on sexually again.
But is that, I wonder if that was, actually from blood flow? That's what the article said?
Yeah, well, they said it's a medical condition, and I wish I could remember the name of it. It was a show on Discovery last night.
I'm thinking I saw something kind of similar to that, but it was like, how do I want to say, the hood was affecting because it's out too far. So, like, the constant pressure against it created this.
I just can't imagine having 50. I wouldn't even really, frankly, want that many because that's like,
get old.
My husband and I figured out, I think it's like, assuming you're awake for 15 hours, that's like 2.5 an hour. You'd be exhausted.
I'd be smoking a lot of cigarettes. Like, it again, babe. Well,
but this one poor woman was afraid to go on vacation because she'd have to excuse herself. She was rooming with somebody, and she thought she was going to have to excuse herself like once or twice every hour to go masturbate. Like, excuse me, I'll be right back. I'm just going to play with myself.
My husband would be in heaven. I'm having scenes from that movie with Katherine Heigl. Right? Yeah.
Oh, no. The best orgasm scene ever was Porky's.
I don't remember that one.
Where, what's her name? The girl from, what's that show with the four women in the shoes?
Oh, Sex and the City?
Yes. the older one. Kim Cattrall. She's doing this guy, and she is barking like a dog like you have never seen. Hilarious. I highly recommend Porky's if you haven't seen it.
Oh, Sleepless in Seattle, too, or was that a different? No. What was the one with Tom
Billy
Hanks?
Crystal. Oh, there was an orgasm scene in that one?
Or was that Billy Crystal?
I think you're thinking of...
Meg Ryan.
Sally and I Met? How I Met Sally?
Yeah, something like that.
And Harry Met Sally?
But she was faking it.
Yeah. Well, she did a good job faking it.
Yeah. So did Katherine Heigl. Just ask my husband.
We have a caller.
We have a caller. Hello.
It's Randy.
Hey, Randy.
How are you, girl?
We're doing great.
Good. We're just chatting about orgasms.
I heard that. I'm a little afeared, but I do approve, by the way. Orgasms
well, everyone,
all around.
This is our entertainment. This is our entertainment correspondent, Randy Slovacek, who is author of The Randy Report. You can find that at randyreport.blogspot.com, and we're so glad to have you again.
Thank you.
And I have to do a shout-out, too. You got to find him on Facebook, because I have had so much fun chatting back and forth with you this week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I thought about you guys because guess where I was? You know, I'm in Las Vegas. Guess where I was yesterday?
Chippendales.
At the Chippendales calendar photo shoot.
Oh, you're so
and
lucky.
This year the theme is swimming pools, so they're all in bathing suits and wet. And there you have it. That's all I need to say, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless.
I need a cigarette.
It was
really kind of fun, and the guys look amazing. You know, they get to calendar season, and they're doing their thing, and I know you guys are aware of the Chippendales and everything. There's been a lot of the press about them lately because, you know, we have Jeff Timmons in the show as the special musical guest in MC. He's gotten a ton of attention, and he looks amazing. Mm-hmm. He's 38, and he looks like he's 28 or 24. Or he talks. He looks amazing. And now they're talking. Say it again.
He has a good build on him.
He does. He does. I would love to grow up to be him, except that I'm already older. So.
That's just quibbling over details.
And the rumors now are that actually Jeremy Jackson, who actually became famous playing David Hasselhoff's son on Baywatch, who is now on Celebrity Rehab, apparently he became, he had an addiction with nutritional supplements, and he became heavy into bodybuilding and just a ton of different things. He's inspiring tons of people on Celebrity Rehab, and from what I hear, he is in talks now to be the next celebrity guest host. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but it is happening. I do hear that they are the two sides are talking. So Jeff's run with Chip and Dale's ends September 4th, so if you haven't seen him, get to Las Vegas and see him. He's fantastic in the show. He sings like a dream, and he's fantastic just to look at beyond that. Anyway, that wasn't even actually part of the gossip I wanted to pass along, but since I know Chippendales is a bit of a fun topic for you guys, I wanted to pass that on. I did want to say, because I always think about movies, and I was interested in seeing this, but it scares me a little. The kind of surprise of the weekend with movies was that Rise of the Planet of the Apes, they thought it was going to do well, but it did $54 million, which is $20 million more than they thought it was going to do. You know, all the movie studios, do these estimates they do of what they think it's going to do, and usually they come in at around the right thing. $20 million off is a big amount, and apparently this is the best. James Franco is the main lead character of the movie, so I guess most people have kind of forgiven him for falling asleep during the Oscars when he was hosting that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
In air quotes, falling asleep.
But this is the best debut movie of his career with 54 million, coming in number one with 54 million and everything, and they beat out the Smurfs, so you know that's doing
Shocker.
Pretty good, I guess. Hello.
Yeah, I saw that this weekend. Hello. Oh my God, my daughter loved it, and I'm leaving it at that.
Bless your heart. You'll get a whole lot of points somewhere for that.
That's right.
But
it was the number two movie again, and so, you know, it's got to have something for it, bless. Actually, there you go. I do want to say, actually, connected to movies, opening this week, and this is something I've really been looking forward to, so I'm going to tell you right now, start looking. This is where the Academy Award voters are going to be looking come award season. The movie The Help opens this week.
Ooh, that looks good.
I can't wait to
you
see
have,
that, too.
If I could recommend any movie this year to people, you've got to go see this. You guys probably know. This is based on the number one New York Times bestseller by Catherine Stockett. It has spent, I think, 24 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It was number one last week. It's still number one this week. And now the movie opens this week. It's about maids in Jackson, Mississippi, 1963, who end up telling their story about how they help families keep moving and how they end up raising the children of the families that they work for. It's already got Oscar buzz about it. And this is probably, of all the movies I know that's opening, this is the one that I am so looking forward to. So it opens, I think it starts screenings on Wednesday this week. If you have time and if you want to see the movie, and quote me now, but if you want to see the movie that people are going to be talking about next week, go see The Help. It's fantastic. It has Viola Davis, who was nominated for an Academy Award for Doubt, the movie with Meryl Streep. It has the supporting actresses are amazing. They have Allison Janney from The West Wing. They have Cicely Tyson. They have Sissy Spacek in a small but scene-stealing role. And there are men in it, but no one cares about them. This is about the women in the movie And it's an amazing movie. The buzz is huge. So if you want to see the movie that people are going to be talking about, go see The Help this week.
And take your tissues, because I cried.
And take your tissues, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on.
Let's see, what else was I? Oh, speaking of women, you know, when you go from movies to TV, it was officially announced last night, Desperate Housewives, this is officially the announcement that Desperate Housewives, this will be their last season. Boo-hoo.
Are they still on?
Season 5.
Oh, see, there you go. You know, well, actually, I got interested in it again. You know, I loved the first 2 or 3 years, and then I lost a little interest. And then Vanessa Williams joined it last year, and I had to watch because you never know what she's going to do. And but this is going to be its last year. Vanessa is back. And the interesting thing, though, the rumor is that Felicity Huffman, who plays Lynette, apparently found out through an email that the show was being canceled, or this would be last season, from Marcia Cross. Like a little while after that, she got a call from the producers, but she didn't get the official call, and so she found it by accident. Now imagine being on this big TV series and you find out by accident, oh, by the way, you're unemployed next year.
Wow.
Her email.
But she,
oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
All the money she's made for them, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, the good thing for that is this is going to it's gonna go into syndication. She'll continue making a lot of money. Once you in television, once you get past, like, 4 seasons, it's easy to go into syndication and people make money. So the stars of the show, Marcia Cross and Terry Hatcher and Felicity Huffman, they're all going to make a lot of money. But she, at a party last night, at an ABC press party, she said that it was kind of sad. Felicity said that it was kind of sad that she's going to be saying goodbye to the character. But she's kind of excited that maybe Mark Cherry, the producer, will just kind of create these wild storylines to go out on a high, and that maybe, like, because she and her husband have kind of had a funny little rocky relationship on the TV show with Tom, played by Doug Savant. So she's thinking, she apparently said, I think they could get divorced. All bets are off. I think it's just going to bust the lid off. Let's go for it. So she's hoping for something wild out there. But my favorite part of what she said last night at the party was someone said, how do you feel about saying goodbye to this role? And she said, kind of quoting an old saying about recovering from a broken relationship, that the only way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. I think she was talking about a new job, but I don't know.
That's awesome.
I thought that was kind of clever that she put it that way. And y'all are talking about orgasms tonight, so I'm just keeping it on topic.
Good boy.
See, that's when I kind of lost interest after a few years, because they had all slept with each other. They had all slept with each other's husbands. It's like, okay, there's nobody else to sleep with. It's boring.
Right? It's a small block, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where are the other
soap
people?
Operas did it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think how long soap operas had that stuff going. That's all they ever did.
And
they got you to tune in every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other TV news. No. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say another show on TV, kind of a soap opera, like the modern day soap opera, True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Randy? Uh huh. Mr. Alexander Skarsgård. Yummy.
Yes.
On the market.
Yes. I mean, how do you not just. I mean, you don't even have to turn the sound on for that one.
No.
I can just watch with the sound off. Just pour a glass of wine and watch.
Yes.
And he is.
Brother.
Exactly. He actually, you know, in other seasons, he has been such a badass as a vampire. And now he's really kind of cute. Like
he's cuddly. I want one in my basement. Yeah.
Oh, I want you to have one in your
lying,
basement.
I think he's lying. I think it's all a scam. I don't know why, but I think in a way he's just pulling a fast one. So for people who don't know the show, True Blood on HBO on Sunday nights at 10, I think, or 9. 9 o'clock, yeah. Yeah, check it out.
And speaking of vampires in the movies, you guys see they remade Fright Night, right?
I know.
Yeah, I saw that. The original was hysterical. It really shows promise, I think, for the remake.
I thought about you girls when I saw it.
Yeah, what's his name? That little boy can bite me anytime. Colin, what's his name?
Oh, Farrell.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell, yes. Hello.
Oh, he's a bad.
Can we just stop and pause and think about Colin Farrell for a second?
Okay, who cares what he acts like? We're not talking about doing any. Never mind.
I'm still on Alexander Skarsgård, so. So, everyone, this is
I'm
just
back
getting
on
a
the
cue up for when Kelly comes on and we're talking about orgasms. So that's why we're talking about the hotness. Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that's
the reason.
You know, speaking
sure,
of a
we'll
hot cup of crazy,
story.
Since you used the word hotness, and I wanted to get to a hot cup of crazy, another TV story that's kind of come out this week is Charlie Sheen. Because, you know, people were finally at the taping of the first episode of Two and a Half Men, and everyone was wondering what's going to happen to his character, because as we all know, he kind of lost his mind, allegedly, last season, and he got fired, and they replaced him with Ashton Kutcher. Well, apparently, the story goes that not only are they getting rid of his character on Two and a Half Men, but apparently he dies a huge death on the show.
Oh my God.
On last season, you know, Rose, who was the woman who was stalking him all the time, he met her in Paris, and apparently, as the story goes, he will marry her, and then the next day, she will catch him in the shower at their hotel with another woman. So when they go down to the subway, it's kind of intimated that she pushes him in front of the subway, and he becomes a meat explosion.
Oh my gosh!
That he
I
just
love
dies.
That term.
And the funny thing is, Charlie Sheen has gotten wind of this, and now he's saying he's going to throw a party at his house to watch the episode, to watch his fake funeral, and have all of his goddesses over, and he's going to celebrate that he has been set free from Two and a Half Men. So I'm like, okay, Charlie, cash the checks, I guess. But
wow.
And apparently Ashton Kutcher will come in. We've heard that he replaced Charlie Sheen. He's going to be some multi-billionaire who will buy the house that Charlie and his brother Alan and Jake, the son, lived in. And somehow they all stay on, and we're going to do one more season or two more seasons or whatever. But that'll be interesting just to see. But everyone's kind of been wondering, how are they going to get rid of Charlie Sheen in all of this? But speaking of getting rid of people.
I thought the new guy would just come on, and you know how they do in soap operas, where the kid goes upstairs and comes down like a 25-year-old man.
Don't you love that? Do you remember when they used to do
that? Yes.
I remember in the 80s watching a soap where as an episode of a soap would start, it would say, on today's episode, the role of so-and-so will be played by so-and-so. And we're expected to buy into it. So I think that I was kind of thinking that's what they're going to do, that suddenly Charlie would just look 10 years younger or something. But they are going to not only write off his character, they're going to kill him and throw him under the subway.
That's not Freudian, is it?
Right? Right? Speaking of, I was going to say, speaking of getting rid of people, this is kind of sad under celebrity news. And this is kind of weird. You know, we all grew up watching the Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon, and we all knew that this is going to be Jerry Lewis's last year. And, you know, they did this 20-hour telethon, and they've raised, like, $2.5 billion over almost 45 years on television, I think. He's been associated with the Muscular Dystrophy Association for 60 years. Out of nowhere, last Wednesday, the Muscular Dystrophy Association announced that he would not only would this be his last year, he's not going to be on the broadcast this year.
Aww.
Out of nowhere.
Wow.
And no one is saying why. So
I bet we'll find out.
Yeah, I know he has some health issues, But I was like reaching out to people asking today, why does anyone know? And no one knows, but legendary comedians like Norm Crosby and Larry Miller and Paul Rodriguez, they held a press conference on Friday saying that Jerry Lewis is being treated terribly, that he should be given, you know, an amazing send-off for 45 years as the host, raising $2.5 billion. Isn't that sad?
It is.
Kind of makes me sad. I mean,
but how old is Jerry?
He's 85.
God love him.
I'm going to sound really cold. I just love him. I said I'm going to think I'm going to sound cold, but I think he should have stopped about 20 years ago.
I know.
It was boring after a while. It was the same stuff every year.
But
it's funny you say that because, you know, this year they were going to go from 20 hours to 6 hours because a lot of television stations weren't going to carry it. And so there was going to be the six-hour version. It was going to be his last year, and now they're not even going to have him on the TV show, which I think is kind of sad. But,
well, honestly, it's hard for me to catch any shows anymore because I'm so ADHD, and there's so many stations and there's so many shows. I have to make a cognitive effort to write down what I want to see every week, or I just won't catch anything. And I think even with something like that, something good fundraising, there's just so much more out there to watch, and people just opt not to watch it. I don't know.
I completely agree with you. I can't do more than 30 minutes on HGTV myself. It's hard for me to commit to a movie on TV.
I have the attention span of a flea, so I totally understand.
I'm glad I'm not alone. One last thing I wanted to tell you guys. Can I share one more thing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Real quick, speaking of the attention span of a flea, how can we not have a little more gossip about Kanye West, you know, talking about a hot cup of crazy? He's become more famous for his outbursts than he's become more famous for his music. And apparently he was at the Big Chill Music Festival in the United Kingdom this weekend, where he started his set 30 minutes late. And in the middle of it, he ranted about being misunderstood and underappreciated. And in the middle of the rant, he said, and I quote, "I walk through the hotel and I walk down the street and people look at me like I'm fucking insane, like I'm Hitler. And one day the light will shine through and one day people will understand everything I did." To which the crowd booed.
He's going to do some massacre type thing or something.
He's lost his mind.
Or he's already got some dead bodies buried in his house somewhere.
Somewhere.
Well, let's not put any thoughts here. Jeez.
But Dan, not only that, when you're famous like that, I'm sure you feel like people are staring at you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give him that. I mean, and you don't know how to take it. I guess that's a little paranoid to say that they're looking at you like Hitler. Maybe they're just looking at you like, hey, he's famous. And he's just being a little...
I would think so. And he's probably surrounded by a bunch of bodyguards, too. Talk about sticking out in a crowd.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or maybe no one's asking him for an autograph or something. And
maybe he's nervous about something like
you.
But this is in his rant after he started 30 minutes late. In the middle of his set, he started doing this. And it was just kind of interesting. And I thought, well, one more Kanye West episode. We needed that, didn't we?
I think he's doing drugs.
Well, there you go.
This is usually what happens right before they start to go downhill really fast. They start saying weird things that don't make any sense to anybody. So
I think he's being paranoid, really. I mean, he's not a big teddy bear. He's not the kind of famous person that you're like, oh, I'm going to go up and ask this sweetie pie for an autograph. You know, they're probably like, I want to ask him for an autograph, but I'm freaking terrified of this lunatic.
Yeah, he'll shoot me. Yeah.
Remember, this is the guy who, like, snatched an award out of Taylor Swift's hands at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards and said Beyonce should have won. So, yeah, he's not the warm and cuddly type, is he?
Not really.
Less. That's all I got. Bless.
Yay.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to contribute today. Since someone said, he's probably doing drugs and belongs in rehab, which takes us back to, remember I mentioned Jeremy Jackson, who's on Celebrity Rehab, and so we have now gone full circle. Ta-da!
We've covered everybody.
There you have it.
Awesome.
Well, everyone, thanks, Randy. We have Randy Slovacek, who is author of The Randy Report, and you can find that at randyreport.blogspot.com, and we look forward to having you back in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
so much,
Randy.
I'm going to be listening to hear what Kelly has to say. I support orgasms. Woohoo. Have a good show, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, girl.
Well, Kelly Centers is on hold. Kelly's the founder of Insightful Balance. She provides holistic wellness knowledge and intuitive spiritual abilities to assist those who are ready to help themselves. She inspires individual and groups in obtaining their full potential through private sessions and group workshops. She offers individual techniques and lifestyle programs to strengthen the vitality of the physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually wholeness alignment. However, tonight we are going completely off topic and talking orgasms. Kelly, welcome.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Hello, hon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you ready to talk about some energetic orgasms?
We are. We've been ready.
Oh,
we started
ready to
off
talk about that
as soon as we got on the show.
Actually, we started talking about a half hour before we got on the show.
I know. I heard Randy and all his little commentary. I loved it, loved it, loved it.
All right, well, let's begin. I'm going to be talking about the Kundalini, which is dealing with in the seven major chakras, if people know about that. It's the first and second. The first chakra is located at the very base of the genital rectal area, and then moves up about an inch below the belly button, which is your second chakra. And your second chakra is where most of the women's they generate their energy, their creativity, sensuality, compassion, their sexuality, of their confidence and who they are. Whereas the first chakra, being the root, your grounding, most men are stimulated in that. Now, the Kundalini energy is an energy through the first chakra that you can do through meditation, breath work, that you can send an energetic blast of stimulation upward through those chakras to the top of the crown. But through the breath work and the brain waves of your beta, alpha, and so forth, you can then, once you breathe in, release the breath and stimulate through that second and first chakra an energetic orgasm without any manipulation physically. In all essence, and what I'm saying is that you can prolong an orgasm if you are in intercourse and have a good, I always ask women when we are on a soul coaching, tell me about how long you have an orgasm. Is it 30 seconds? Is it a minute? Can you get 5? Can you stimulate at 10? Can you have multiple? And it's very surprising how some women either are not having a full orgasm or none at all, and then some that can have it multiple but only periodically. And through the breath work and the energetic flow of the natural body's frequencies, you can actually stimulate the G-spot so that a woman can enjoy that release without any penetration, and then the penetration is just a plus to it. So you can technically have a good 10-minute or longer orgasm once you've had that first release and have multiple as many times as you want.
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. You can literally breathe through the breath by breathing in deeply, starting with a diaphragm, moving up through
everybody
the lower
do it. Come
lungs.
On. Okay.
Okay. Come
everybody
on.
Breathe.
So put your hand on
if
your
you
stomach.
You hear the buzzing of
your
vibrator.
Stomach.
That's going to really distract everybody.
Stop it.
Okay, now wait a minute now. No vibrator needed. I'm telling you, no CD batteries in here, okay, baby? Put your hand on the diaphragm, which is your upper stomach, right beneath that solar plex area, right in that area. And then as you take a deep breath in, and you want to catch it where your breath is, you're doing at least a 6 to 8 count. And as you breathe in, your stomach moves out, the lower lung it fills, the upper lungs. You hold your breath, and as you release it, you're pushing it out as you exhale, and you're pushing the breath energy into the second and first chakra. And as you're doing this breathing work, you're sending out a chemical through the pituitary in the brain to the hypothalamus called oxytocin, and it is sending in through that energy, which is your love and trust chemical of the brain. And as it stimulates through the body, you're actually raising the temperature in your lower body, in those chakras. And as you continue this breath work, you start feeling that tantalization, that rhythmic flow as it raises the temperature and the pressure in that area. And as you're breathing, you start stimulating and you continue to breathe in it, and you will have an orgasmic release. How's it going, ladies? Are you breathing for me? Are you exhaling deeply into that core? It's truly amazing. I have many people who, you know, that come in for soul coaching with spiritual response therapy and clearing out discordant energies of, you know, past, you know, traumatic situations, relationships, the baggage that we all carry. And a lot of the times people don't realize how it affects your orgasm.
Well, apparently Chris has succeeded because he's got a picture of a smiley with a cigarette. So, Chris, congrats.
You go, Chris.
Hey, go wash your hands.
And then Frank and Paul says it's hard to type with one hand. So,
these are sticking.
Oh, God.
But the beautiful thing
so
of it
Kelly,
is that, you know, yes.
I just wanted to ask, so when you have people over and you're treating them and doing these things, are they like sitting in your chair having an orgasm before your very eyes? Like just.
Yes, some people ask for that release. They want to be able to clear out any childhood trauma, anything of past relationships. Because what people don't understand, when you have sexual intercourse with an individual, you are energetically taken on with everybody that they've slept with. And it's very important
wow.
to clear that energy out so you're not taking that on. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. And the type of therapies that I do on the holistic side, you know, as well as on the soul level, but people don't realize that you need to have that stimulation. You need to have that release because it helps you with your creativity. It helps you with your personal empowerment, your confidence, your sexuality. I'm
wow.
going to get very in-depth. Oh, yeah.
Now, can you also do this? I'm going to be, like, gross about this, but...
Not driving. Don't say driving.
No.
You can drive and like, I wouldn't do that.
Like she was saying about just having an orgasm. What about, like, squirters? I'm just
so snickered. I thought that was a good question.
Okay, so
thank you.
That's a great one. So you said, did you say squirters or squatters?
Squirt. I can't say R, so just take it as I say. I don't know. Well, you know, some people can squirt, some people can't.
She's talking about female ejaculation. There you go.
Ejaculation in it. Okay, yes. Well, okay, so if you have someone like that, well, you know, most women do that. You have a release of it.
Yeah, but some of us don't shoot across the room.
Some of us
that's
really
talent.
Don't want to shoot across the room.
I know. I wouldn't. Oh, my gosh. I hate that.
You know, any time that you want to have an orgasm, it's an intimate moment in it. And I find that in this type of therapy to help people in however they begin in it and how the body releases, it's always best to lie down first and get your rhythmic flow of your breath work and that stimulation. And if you are a squirter and you tend to release – in that manner and you would prefer not to, then I would look at the testosterone, which is a part of the stimulation that helps to have the vaginal dry. You know, if you're vaginally dry and you have a problem with that, you need to look at hormonally with your testosterone. If your testosterone is too high, then you get more fluid and you would tend to release and you could squirt, as you said. And
it's
so you prefer not to do that.
I think we did another show on testing for testosterone levels in women. Remember when Frank came on?
Yeah. So. Well, it's very important because if a woman's testosterone is too high, then, I mean, you want your testosterone balanced out because that helps with your libido. But if it's too high, then it's more of an aggressive, have to have it. You know, and nympho is not, I mean, that's not a bad thing, especially, you know, like your husband's like, yeah, let's go all the time, or whoever you're in a relationship with. But if it's too high, it can create all kinds of other problems, especially anger. And then next thing you know, your estrogen's off and you're growing hairs in place that you don't want them to as a female.
I always knew the key to calming men down was to give them estrogen, but they just won't stand still long enough.
No, they need
it
more. They need more.
I'm
kidding.
Have
to for that.
And you know the dosage is too high when you come in and they're crying and their soda, you know. So.
Right.
Got to tone down a little bit.
See that.
Now let's talk about the brainwave and that alpha brainwave, which is where we're able to relax and we're able to do, we're able to reflect. That's in the state of mind where we're able to meditate, we're able to sit down without the mind chatter, and that's the type of breath work that you want to get into. You know, you don't want to fall asleep in the delta waves of it. You really want to stay in the relaxed alpha mindset, and it's in that breath work that you're stimulated energetically through the chakras and the pulsation that the blood flows, as well as vibrationally through the tissues and the muscles of where it can constrict and release. And that's where you get your energetic orgasms as well as your physical manipulation of orgasms, whether it's with a clitoris or inside with a G-spot where the meat of it is. Does that like go over everybody's head right there? Hello?
Maybe.
Hello? Maybe. I was like, hello.
I have
lose
one
everybody.
Brain.
Did you say you have one brain cell?
I do. So when she's talking about the brain, okay. I'm like, what the hell am I going to
do? Yeah, do you have a creative imagination?
Sometimes.
Jeff doesn't know.
If you can start using the imagination, and you don't even have to think of a person, it's through, I mean, seriously, through that breath work, you can feel the gentle caress. You can feel in that breath work how someone would, as if, you know, you have a kiss and they touch on the lip area, there is a soul point, a pressure point right there that stimulates. That's why a lot of people like oral fixations, whether it's smoking, mm-hmm. touching their lip or anything like that. What it does is it pulls that energy into those simulations of orgasms.
I think we need video.
Are you actually breathing?
I think
you're
breathing. You know, I've had some clients ask me to do a video of the breath work or do a, because I also do hypnosis, or do a hypnosis meditation where you can get into that relaxation, and I talk you through breath work so that you get your rhythmic flow so that you're able to stimulate an energetic orgasm without any physical manipulation. And I'm going to tell you, you truly melt from the top of your head to the ends of your toes and fingers. And it lasts minutes and minutes and minutes. is absolutely wonderful. So can you imagine if you have that breath work through the kundalini stimulating and you are having sex with someone and you have the orgasmic release and it lasts 5 to 10 minutes and then you have one after the other because you've already got it heightened, so there's no stop and go, or nothing at all.
This sounds very much like tantric sex.
Tantric sex, absolutely, has a lot of the breath work. Even in yoga, they talk about the chakras in the kundalini and the breath work and the stimulation of it. And I've even talked to some people who have done, you know, the different positions in yoga, which opens up. It's like the blossoming of that second and first chakra where they have an orgasmic release and they didn't realize they could do it, but that area needed to be open because it was blocked. Or it was had a veil or an interference of trust issues.
Huh, right. Well, I think that's the video idea is a great idea because, I mean, I could see people being able to follow your instruction through the video in the privacy of their own home. Or, you know, if they're down with it on the subway train at high noon, you know, whatever.
Shoot, you can go to Boston
for that. Listen, a lot of people, you know, a great stress management for people is to have an orgasmic release. They say when you have a headache or you have a migraine, if you stimulate an orgasm and that release, that pressure circulates through the blood vessels and helps to relieve a migraine.
Holy shit, I'm going to be taking lots of breaks at work, huh? How'd you go, girl? I'm trading in going out for a cigarette to relieve my stress.
Y'all are too precious. Oh, my goodness.
So, wait, you could probably do a YouTube video, and just we could get a link on the website to it. That would actually be really cool. Are you thinking about putting it on YouTube?
Yeah, well, you're putting out a series of YouTube videos, are you not?
I am. It's going to be called Wake Up, We Need to Talk, and it's going to be on different subjects like the lymphatic breast massage and how to release the held toxins that we get in our lymphatic systems that end up getting trapped in the breast and can create other things. That women are dealing with, like fibroid cysts and other things. The whole body lymphatic flush as well as, you know, I will be talking about the chakras and the different pressure points and things like that that helps the body to create the healing environment that it needs. Talk about stress management and how to have a solid grounding and the stability of your foundation so that the world is not bothering you and how you can control your own world within.
Very good. Cool.
So what you're saying is that y'all want me to add in the energetic orgasm through the breath work?
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
One unexcited little yes.
I don't know, Jen sounds like you're excited to me.
No, I mean, it's just so serious. It's hilarious. I love it.
Yeah.
Kelly, Kelly's my stepsister. I'm just baffled that, you know, this is in my family. I have access to this. I'm coming over more.
Oh, I don't want it. Hey, baby, come on.
Be like
why is that? We'll be here again.
It'll be, you know, it'll be Christmas. We'll be like, sorry, guys, we got to go away for a little bit. Jen comes walking out like, oh, my God, that's the best thing.
Fanning herself with cigarette.
And I'll be like,
oh,
you want a glass of wine? No, I'm good. I'm good. Next week on Cougar Chat, we're featuring a YouTube video of Jen Hitt at Kelly's house. Yeah.
She's coming in for a happy ending. Woohoo!
Just think, if we get all this,
oh my God,
all this down to tea, and we know what we're doing, imagine the next conference we're at.
Listen, y'all say that. Y'all are sitting here laughing, but when you're bored out of your mind and you need to stay somewhat alert or look like you're paying attention, and you can sit in your chair and you're doing that breath work because you're getting, you know, tensions building up and your mind starts wandering. You're talking about the ADD and you can't focus and you just want the person to shut up and just stop rambling. It's almost like the Charlie Brown teacher, wah, wah, wah. You can do this breath work to ground you, and you can also stimulate. You don't have to have, you know, the extreme heightened orgasm, but you can at least stimulate it to have the release. So it actually wakes you up. You have more energy. Mm-hmm. It truly is amazing with the stress management. But I do find most people in the beginning need to go through hypnosis. To get into that alpha relaxation of the brainwave.
Yeah, Nan knows how hypnosis works on me.
I was hypnotizing Jen, and we get like half an hour into it, and she goes, "Do I have to keep my eyes closed?"
No, we.
I'm
you're
like,
doing
why
the final.
You tell me you're awake?
You're doing the final countdown, like 5, 4, and at 3, I open one eye and I go, "Am I supposed to be under?"
That was funny. Well, see, the thing of it is that a lot of people haven't heard about this. What?
No. We haven't.
I wanted to point out that hypnosis was not to give Jen an orgasm.
Right. Thank you, Anne.
Put that out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's important information.
This is great. Well, yeah, the thing of it is that on my end of it, a lot of people have not heard that they can have an energetic orgasm, that they can release it through the breath work, and that the body will do it itself without, you know, any physical. You don't even have to touch anything. And I'm telling you, it is amazing in this. And you know, maybe that's something that I need to put out there because a lot of people haven't heard it.
So once people hear of it, do you think everyone's going to be doing it?
You're
going
to be on the bus sitting next to somebody and got that smile on their face.
They'll be like, I'm good to go. But the thing that's important is that it's not taken away from the intimacy and truly encompassing another person and tantalizing in the stimulation that you can have when you're having sex with someone. It's not taken away from that. It can actually magnify what you're giving and receiving in that moment of intimacy, what the energetic orgasms do for people. Let's say you have someone that's not in a relationship, or as you had mentioned about the vibrator and stuff. What it does is it heightens it so that it doesn't. You know, sometimes sex becomes routine for people. I don't know if y'all have met people like that, but it can become routine, and it takes the foreplay and the chemistry out of it, that we need that sensual side of it, that connection, that internal connection. And what this does is it releases the energy and it stimulates the entire body. And I'm serious, from that top of your head to the ends of your toes and fingers, and you're melting away the tension, and it's that euphoric moment. So that you can truly
relax. Well, learning more.
Okay. So when you're not talking about it, you're like, what?
Now, Callie, for someone trying this like the first time, how long would you recommend that someone give it a try? I mean, how long is it going to take them to actually accomplish?
I recommend, first and foremost, them working on their breath work. It's that breathing through the nose, 6 to 8 times, and then release it. You want to exhale more than you breathe in so that you can fully, when you exhale and you compress the lungs and that abdominal area, you're pushing the energy and the muscle contraction down in that second and first chakra. And you'd want to do this at nighttime when you can relax, and you want to lay down in the beginning and you'll repeat it a good, I would say, 8 to 10 times in that breath work. And you continue to do it until you can push the energy, that exhale, down in that area and you can feel the stimulation, you will feel the heat, the temperature change. And then the next thing you know, it's very easy. You're not having to think about anything, and you have that relief.
Now, I know I've done the breathing, but not to push it down anywhere, you know, just, and that's just
yeah.
to...
You know, as you're exhaling, as you feel everything, as you're exhaling, you're pulling it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it down, you are contracting the muscles naturally. And then as you breathe up, you're pulling the energy in, which is hitting through that G-spot and can clitoris in that stimulation. And next thing you know, in that breath work, you have that energetic orgasm release.
Now, is this the same for men? I mean, what?
It is absolutely the same for men. It actually is the same thing for the men. Sometimes the man will get an erection through the breath work and have a release energetically, but not full, you know, fluid release. Sometimes they don't even get the ejaculation, but they'll still have their inner, you know, because men have an energy spot. I don't know if you guys talk about orgasm and stuff, and that they can also release it where, you know, their toes will curl because it's such an amazing feeling. And when men are doing this breath work in physical stimulation, instead of them, once they are reaching that release, as they're breathing through it, they can have an inner orgasm as the female is without having to release the fluid and having to stop. They can have the inner orgasm, that energetic inner orgasm, and have it, you know, many of those. And then when they're ready to have the physical release, they can. It's not that stop and go type of thing where they have to think of something negative or something awful to control it and then work themselves with arousal back up.
Okay. Well, another month, we'll have you back on, and we want a video. So, yay. Great.
And anyone listening in the chat room, like especially Tim, Jeff, Chris, and Bob, any videos of you guys, too?
I can't believe you just called everybody out.
I didn't say last names. It's all good. They know we love them.
Wonderful. We've got about 2 minutes left, so I just wanted to, again, Kelly, thank you so much. You can be found at insightfulbalance.com, and I, you know, recommend everybody go check out her website. She does a lot of good things.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kelly, is there anything you wanted to promote that you're doing before you go?
As of right now, it's... No, not right now. I've got some classes coming up here in Greenville on Reiki and Angel workshops going on right now. But just go to the website and you can email me, and I'll be happy to send more information.
Okay.
And Jen, can you tell us everybody about next week's show?
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to our guests. Next week, our topic is bedroom games. We have Cynthia Henderson and Deborah Ritchie, the creators of Games for Lovers, and I look forward to hearing all about that. It's a board game, so it should be fun.
Bedroom games.
Bedroom games.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Wow, a whole minute left. Okay. Go ahead, Jen. Well, did you know that the Deborah Ritchie, she's actually Lionel Ritchie's sister, so she should be fun to talk to. Awesome. Next week.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
If we can get Lionel on the show.
Yeah. I hear a phone. Time to go.
Hey, yeah. Jen's phone's ringing.
Thanks for joining us for our first time on Blog Talk.
Yeah, we'll get the timing right.
Yeah, I hope you all come back again. So, you all have a good night. Say bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Night.
She's intersexual.